She done it.
I told her to, didn't I? She gonna be my chick. I don't want none of you bastards messing with her without my say-so. Leave it there, baby. They ain't never seen a white ass before. I want to see what they've been missing.
God damn, look at them titties. I sure like to get my mouth on them.
Man, you ain't got no right to hold us off of her. We all in this together.
Man, you guys really want a chance?
Man, that's what we've been talking about all night long.
How much bread you got between
them? We ain't gonna buy, man. That ain't right.
Man, who's talking about buy? I'm talking about a little poker.
You always win.
Man, this might be your lucky night. You might win it all tonight. Man, take a good look at these little titties here.
He's done.
How much do I need?
$50 each. Anybody I lose my $50 to gets her for one time. And I get my $50 back.
I only got 30. Give me some credit. Please do.
You others got it?
Yeah, man.
And we get to do anything we want with it, right?
Yeah, but first you gotta win.
And anybody get to watch?
Yeah, you guys can do it all. And Stitch, I'm gonna give you a chance too. You get to eat her.
That ain't fair, but I do it.
Yeah, man, you ever get that big old thing of yours in her? She'd be run for life. Nobody ever touched me had to touch the sides again.
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yes.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hoe and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
Hey, freaks. Imagine with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. You guys remember that clip from the beginning of the show? It's an African-American porno film. Porno. From the 1970s. Which is great. I love black porn. I love big black dick. Because they're great. You know, when yo dig you hard, that came from like a 1970s gay porno featuring African Americans, and this one's great because it's straight, but they include a retard in the movie. You don't see many porn films where one of the main characters is a retard, part of the ensemble cast. I'll have to try to find that the video, because that would make a good DV log or something, maybe for X2. So I do have a great show. Oh, speaking of video casts, I posted a new one. It's up on YouTube. I don't know if I posted it up on disorderview.com. I know I mentioned it on Twitter and Facebook. So be on the lookout for that. If you're not a subscriber to my YouTube channel, just go to youtube.com/distortedviewshow, all one word. And you can check out the newest video. I talk about that dude who amputated his foot and got to keep it. He froze it. It's in the freezer now. Next to the Hot Pockets and shit. Really bizarre. And then I played some Billy Harrington. You know, the Japanese love this guy. I guess he's like a gay porn guy here in the States. And he's into... he does wrestling videos. He wrestles guys naked and shit. And the Japanese eat it up. And they produce tribute videos in their weird Japanese way. So if you want to check that out, look at my YouTube videos. Right now, though, I've got some great audio to share with you before we get into the news. The first one, a listener sent this to me. Apparently, a radio station in England is in big trouble for accidentally playing gay porn. Now, I do that every single day on Distorted View, but that's the difference between podcasting and terrestrial radio, I guess. Here's a news story. Jazz FM has apologized via its website and Twitter after 5 minutes of programming was interrupted on Saturday evening. Station program director Mike Vitti says there was unauthorized activity and behavior in the studio. According to tweets, sexual noises from what appeared to be an adult film played around 7:15 p.m., in which many listeners noticed and commented about it. Some were enjoying a family evening meal when the, quote, disgusting and porno noises were broadcast. Guess what I have here, freaks? That's right, I've got the audio. Let's take a listen. Let's see how bad it really is. You can sort of hear some moaning. Listen closely.
You've been in love for love, that's true.
listening to the DJs just bored with this music, watching gay porn. Doesn't realize that the audio is being piped through. Yeah, this goes on for like 5 minutes. We fast forward. By the way, how long is this fucking song? Even when the guy comes back, when the DJ goes back on the air, there's still porno sounds coming through.
I really value the ideas, energy, and enthusiasm that brought to the company.
Wait, I think that's a commercial.
Definitely, because I couldn't have built my business without apprentices.
To find out how apprenticeships can deliver for your business, call 0-1-56.
5 minutes of gay porn on the British airwaves. I got this audio from a website called Radio Fail. Radiofail.wordpress.com. It's very interesting. There's some good bloopies on here. Here's another radio fuck up.
Matt on the tech says, me and a small group of friends are trying to keep alive the old black country art of rimming.
What?
We meet once a week to exchange different styles and techniques. What on earth is rimming,
yeah.
People?
She has no idea what rimming is.
I don't know what it is.
The old black country art.
Actually, Matt, can somebody call Matt, please? Because I have no idea what rimming is, so we need to get him on. It's an old black...
Maybe you shouldn't bring it up if you don't know what something is.
It's an old black country art, and they exchange different styles and techniques. And now let's while we do that, let's get to...
The old black country art of rimming. Here's another screw-up here.
In a rural village near Darwin, it took a snake catcher 4 trips to the house to finally catch it.
It's a little sick.
That's the latest.
Oh. He just starts coughing. Here's another one.
A part-time builder from Bognor has been sentenced for, excuse me, systematically defrauding an 88-year-old woman. Robert Schlick, who's 64 and from Admiralty Road in Feltham, has been given a 12-month suspended sentence after admitting the charges. He's also been given a curfew order for 4 months between May and December 2008. More than £18,500 was taken from her accounts. One of the 10 suspects in the U.S.
I love that. You can just tell he wants to cough so bad. One of the 10 U.S.
£1,000 was taken from her accounts. One of the 10 suspects in the U.S. sorry, Kevin, I'm afraid you're going to have to carry on.
Oh, well, you were doing so valiantly. You were battling on there, but you get to a point, you can't do it anymore.
I know.
You want to have a good cough? You can have a good cough.
Yes, take a drink. Take a sip. Moving on now. I've got a very short clip of a whore on like the subway or something, and she's on the pole, right? You know they have the poles on the train or whatever, and she's not like doing a stripper dance. She's just walking around in a circle over and over and over, and you can sort of see her ass because what she's wearing is very very skimpy, and some of the people on the train don't like it. You can hear her clomping around in her stripper heels, round and round in a circle.
Do you mind sitting down? You're very disgusting, okay? My child is down there. Sit your whore ass down.
All right, well, maybe he could have been a little nicer. Sit your whore ass down, and you're disgusting. But, yeah.
It's sick of you, okay? You're parading and stuff your children on the SkyTrain. Sick of you.
SkyTrain. It worked, though. You know, other people... Before I started the clip... Before I started the clip! Sorry. You're going to have to take this one. I'm sorry. Yeah, before I started the clip, there was more. And there were people just saying, can you please sit down? So, and she didn't. She just continued to walk around in a circle. So, apparently, this tough love type method works. Sit your whore ass down! She's obviously on drugs. Why would you just walk around in a circle?
You mind sitting down? You're very disgusting, okay? My child is down there. Sit your whore ass down.
Here.
Sick of you, okay? You're parading and stuff your children on the SkyTrain. Sick of you.
Stop yelling.
She says, stop yelling? Fuck. All right. Finally, before we get into the news today... we have got a kid trying to tell us that if we put our mind to something, we can accomplish anything. And to prove it, he is going to break a piece of wood over his head. Guess what happens? Or guess what doesn't happen?
Hello, friends. I wanted to make a video to hopefully inspire...
If you start a video off by saying, hello, friends, you are a nerd and you have no friends.
...inspire you to do something that you may feel is too difficult. You can do anything that you think that you can do. You just need to believe in yourself, formulate a plan of action, and follow through with it.
Like R. Kelly once said, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Like this piece of wood here. I'm in a few moments, I'm going to break it over my head.
R. Kelly, dead at 47. He jumped off a building thinking he could fly.
First, you need to believe in yourself. Believe that you can do what you set out to do. Then you need to figure out how it is you're going to go about doing what you want to do and follow through with it. Now, it may be convenient to blame your failure on external factors, but really the failure to do anything is your own fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It's yours.
All right, let's just fast forward to the part where you don't break the wood.
Over my head.
Nope.
Okay, didn't work. It's because I didn't really believe in myself enough, and I didn't follow through. So let's try this again.
Nope.
One more time.
Nope. This goes on for another 2 minutes. Did you believe that you wanted to go brain dead? Because, you know, mission accomplished. You can only blame yourself here. This is your failure. It's not the wood. He cracked it, kind of. Now, I have a question. After
this, what have we learned here?
Epic fail. What have we learned? You're an idiot. This is what we've learned. After this epic failure, right? The whole reason he was going to produce this video was to say, look, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, and of course, crack the wood over his head or whatever, split the wood. After that didn't happen, right? Why would you then post this video?
We've learned that the breaking wood over your head maybe isn't as easy as I originally thought.
Don't blame the wood or how hard it is. This is your fault.
But maybe I tried a different piece of wood.
So you're blaming the wood, basically. You just got a new piece of wood. I thought you were going to put your mind to breaking that specific piece of wood. Now you've moved on to a different one. You are a failure. In every sense of the word. No, still not breaking it. He's bent it a little bit. I mean, this goes on and on and on. Here it comes. This is it.
It's kind of bent, but...
Yeah.
There!
He did it.
It only took like 20 or 30 tries, but the point is that I did it. I didn't give up, even when my head was throbbing.
Sometimes it's okay to give up. You know, you gave yourself a concussion. What did you really prove here? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months absolutely free. The Sideshow is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been at this since December 2004, so there's just tons and tons of stuff to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, all that sort of good stuff. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did nearly an hour of DV, so if you want to catch it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and you can download all of the exclusive content. Also, don't forget adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK if you're in the market for a dildo or a porno or condoms, lube, lingerie, blow-up dolls, whatever. They're also selling fleshlights now for you guys. 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K at checkout. You'll get free shipping as well. It's an amazing deal. Just remember coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. All right. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Bristol. Oh, we know Bristol well. I love what they've done with stool charts. A mind-bending pill was the reason a burglar was found in his underpants trying to decide what to wear from a selection of clothes which included women's dresses. Jimmy Nash was under the after effects of drugs when he entered the Knoll home, made himself a cup of tea, and laid out the householder's clothes on their bed. That's nice. He lays them all out so he can decide what he's going to look best in. When he was disturbed, if you were on drugs, why would that lead to, like, cross-dressing? You know what I mean? I think, if you take hallucinogenics or something and you end up fucking a guy or cross-dressing or something, there's something deep in the back of your mind that you want to be that way. You know what I mean? And the drugs just bring it out. It has to. Why else would one do this? All right. Yes. His defense team told the court he believed a small Chinese boy had invited him into the house. The boy in question turned out to be a bunch of flowers. Nash, 43, of Kildare Road, admitted burglary in October. Judge Carol Hagen described the episode as incomprehensible, especially as Nash lived nearby, and said the most serious aspect was the impact caused to the family. She told him to do 200 hours of unpaid work over the next 12 months. Julian Howells, prosecuting, said the occupant of a terraced home returned to find the family dog outside. Weird. The man of the house found the back door unlocked and went in. He went upstairs and found the defendant standing there in his underpants next to a bed. He was drying himself off. Okay. And in front of him, there were clothes laid out, including clothes of the lady of the house. The defendant apologized and said he had not come to cause problems and just wanted a cup of tea and some food. He said he was being chased by the police. Oh, I thought a little Chinese boy invited him in. It's funny. At the time, he said he was under the influence of cocaine, but later said, well, he may have taken a hallucinogenic pill. Yeah. The court heard the intrusion left a sickly effect on the householders, and women's clothing was thrown away in case Nash tried them on. David Martin, defending, said it's completely bizarre. So there you go. There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Los Angeles. A man has been found not guilty. I don't say that very often here on the show. Why am I reading this story? A Los Angeles man has been found not guilty of paying high school students to spit in his face and yell profanities at him for sexual gratification. Charles Herschel was arrested in 2009 during a sting operation at Thousand Oaks Mall. Westlake High School students said Herschel paid them to yell profanities, spit, and slap his face. Nothing wrong with that, right? Several students, it's not like, you know, he was asking them to tug on his dick while they were doing it. What's wrong with spitting on a guy's face and making them, you know, tell him to fuck off or something? Several students also said he offered them cash to urinate and defecate on him. Herschel was charged with 4 counts of annoying and molesting a child. Well, there's no molesting involved. During the trial, Herschel's lawyer, Ron Bemmy or something, admitted the 41-year-old paid more than a dozen teenagers to do those acts, but said the acts were not for sexual gratification. Interesting defense. Last week, jurors acquitted Herschel of all charges. Wait a second, that worked? He was facing a year in jail and would have required to register as a sex offender. Dude, that was a freebie. I would straighten the fuck up. That was a close call. By all accounts, you should be behind bars. Why else would you ask a kid to spit on your face? You only do that if something's wrong with you. Like if you get off sexually and shit like that. Defecate on him, piss on him. Yeah, there's something wrong with this guy. Who the fuck were the jurors in this case? All right, final story we have for you today. Right-wing talk show host Michael Berry blasted a Houston TV station last week after it reported that he'd left the scene of a hit-and-run accident he caused while he was leaving a gay bar. Okay. It's not that the leaving the hit and run that pissed off this right-wing talk show host. It's the fact they mentioned he was at a gay bar. Yes, he claimed that his political enemies were trying to smear him. I've always said, when you do what I do, the way I do it, you make enemies, he told his radio audience. When you poke your finger in as many people... What? Wait a second. He was at a gay bar. When you poke your finger in as many people... Oh, in as many people's eyes as I do every day, you make enemies. I'm going to smell your finger, sir. I don't believe it's the eye you were poking at. All right. Yes, when you poke your finger in as many people's eyes as I do every day, you make enemies, adding that they will accuse you of most anything. But after a surveillance video was released showing Barry inside TC's show bar on January 31st, he backtracked and acknowledged being present at the scene. Yes, I went into a bar. There were gay people inside. You know why I went into a bar? Let me confess, because there was cold beer waiting inside. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Straight guys don't go into gay bars. You don't, you know. There are so many bars where beer is served. I can't think of one bar that doesn't serve cold beer. You go to a gay bar if you want to be by, you know, around gay men. If you are gay yourself. Or if your girlfriend drags you to one. I'm sorry, right-wing talk show host guy, you're gay. You kind of look gay. I'm looking at a picture at you right now. Let me confess, because there was cold beer waiting inside. Is that a crime, huh? That's right. I went for the beer and for the fierce drag queens. There's nothing gay about that. I go for the beer and the drag queens. The drag queens just happened to be hosting stripper night. That's another reason I went. The beer, the drag queens... and the male strippers. All right. The fact that I'm not afraid of the fact... what was that? The fact that I'm not afraid of the fact that some of the people inside may be gay... Of course they're gay! It's a gay bar! Makes it a bad thing? Would it have been better if I was at a strip club or at a Hooters? Well, then we would not be calling you out as a homosexual. Well, if it would, then maybe you should now know I don't hate gays. I don't fear gays. I don't need to bash gays. I am a gay. Oh, no, he didn't add that part. Barry, who's famous for his racist... for his racist and anti-Muslim rants, but he loves gays, called Houston's KPRC-TV a fourth-place station. Apparently, that's the TV station that called him out on all this. And threatened retaliation. You will not smear my name and me go down without a fight. I will go down on my own. On a dick. He also said his presence at the gay bar, which was staging a drag show. Holy motherfucking shit. I had no idea there was really a drag show going on. Freaks. I'm clairvoyant. He also said his presence at the gay bar, which was staging a drag show at the moment of his 11 p.m. visit, was not hypocritical because he's not a homophobe. Barry was a three-term Houston City Councilman and is also co-host of the Face-Off segment on Fox 26 News. The Harris County District Attorney's Office refuses to charge him in the hit-and-run incident, despite his allegedly causing $1,500 in damage to the car owned by the bar's bouncer, who witnessed the entire incident. There you go, freaks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. This is it. This is your time to shine. You get to talk to me, and maybe I'll respond.
Did you use him, hippie freak here? Hey, I'm probably a little late, but my birthday is February 16th.
Is it?
And it would be awesome if you could do something special. Personally, I love Wonder Bread. You singing it. The original, I don't care. That'd be awesome.
Wonder Bread? I don't remember. I remember patty cake, Rainbow Bread. Let me see if I have that here. Rainbow. You know what I do have? I think I have some of this. I can sing along with the ultimate test of patience.
I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message.
Patty cake, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Patty cake.
Chicken tetrazzini,
chicken tetrazzini,
rainbow bread.
Okay.
Beach the band.
It's chicken tetrazzini,
chicken
tetrazzini.
First in the store, it's rainbow bread.
Chicken tetrazzini,
rainbow bread. All right. No, let's not do it again.
Hey, Tim. Thought you're a bikini.
Hi, Keen.
And I just wanted to know what the full name of that Japanese to English thing was where the Japanese guy was like, hey, Gloria, what's up? And she's just like, pussy.
Oh.
And he's like, dick.
Oh, yeah. God, I don't remember. I featured that a long time ago on the show. I think just recently I maybe used it as an intro, and that's why he's calling it about it, but I forgot at this point.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose calling. I'm just listening to the Valentine's Day show, and it's fucking hilarious, man. But
thank you.
But, yeah, my girlfriend, her birthday is also in February, so I have to deal with her birthday and Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, here. This is what you give your girlfriend or whatever for her birthday.
I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message.
Patty cake. Rainbow bread. Rainbow bread. Patty cake.
Chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini.
Rainbow bread just beats the band.
It's chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini.
Okay.
Hello, Dividends, and this is Pat Pedisco, your monkey overlord, calling with a request for my brothers in the African-American community. Could you please cease and desist calling menthol cigarettes monkey mints?
Yes, well, Incognigro, I believe, called in one of my African-American listeners to let me know that I think Newports or something like that are referred to in the black community as monkey mints.
My pet name for Rick Santorum, and it's very, very confusing. May I suggest...
Man, that Rick Santorum is cuckoo.
The alternate. Good times, tasty sticks, fight the power.
I mean, if you're a Republican, why would you ever vote for... Why would you nominate Rick Santorum? There's no way he can win. After everything he said about women, and probably black people too, who's going to vote for him except for, you know, creepy, stuck-up white men? I guess that's all who really matters in the end.
Oh, I'm so proud of you for mentioning B-Town in your show. Aside from cracking up our tax providers or accountants, we were also the formal largest city to have crack overwhelming us. It was awesome.
I don't know what this person's talking about. What's D-Town? Detroit?
Hey, Timmy, it's Bob from Orlando here.
I just want
to tell you a quick story. I was in Montgomery, Alabama one time.
Why?
And I just, like...
Seriously, is there anything there? Is there a reason to go there or be there?
It's the shittiest fucking strip mall flea market ever. And sure enough, the fucking flea market Montgomery place was there.
Oh, Montgomery.
Well, the dude wasn't there, but his, like, mom or wife or whatever, I can't tell how old those people are, they, she ended up calling him on the phone, and she's like, hey, I got your little white kid fans here. They're here for you. And she pointed me to the T-shirt rack, and they fucking sell souvenirs in this fucking shitty fucking
I bet. It's probably the best seller.
Well, that's all. I just thought I would share that with you.
Montgomery Flea Market. Living rooms. Dining rooms. Whatever.
Hey, Tim. Just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't notice, of the archives, you're missing a couple years, like a couple of recent years.
Well, that's because you can go back and listen to them. They're not zipped up, but you can listen to them on the website, you see. Eventually, I'll zip them up and you know, you can download them or whatever.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Sideshow member Dragnov here, and I am pissed off because I just saw on Tosh.0 that Tosh used a penis pump on national television, and you're too much of a chicken shit to do it on your show. Come on, man.
What?
Man.
I said I would do the penis pump on my show. What are you talking about? First of all, he wasn't really doing it. I'm sure he had those flesh-colored underwear or whatever. It was a bit, you know, but and I would actually stick it on my dick and pump it because I'm a man. But I'm not going to buy one. I want someone to send it to me. Buy my own penis pump. I'm not that pathetic. Yes, I am.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Tim Henson on the Distorted View Show.
That nice retard.
Hey, Tim. It's Nick from Wisconsin. I just wanted to let you know that I finally got a chance to use that coupon code from Adam and Eve.
Good.
I got a Valentine's gift for my new lady friend.
Oh, perfect.
So,
you know, that's a gamble. You know, like buying your new girlfriend a sex toy. She could be offended by that.
Thanks. Maybe finally, not. That $50 a year I send you is paying off.
Well, good. I'm glad that you could use that coupon code.
When do you take 5-hour energy?
Every 5 hours.
All right. Thank you very much.
Did you, Tim? I just got done listening to Rat Girl say she doesn't want any unsavory touching her food. See, the reason why you do not want some retard to be touching your food is
because they've got sticky hands.
It's because the majority of their day they spend jacking off.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
if you want...
Jacking off or sticking their fingers in their asshole or in their nose or mouth or something.
Some, you know, jizz-coated hands touching your food, that's
yeah.
fine by me. But, you know,
clammy.
I'm with her. I don't want no fucking retard touching my food.
Sticky hands. It's disgusting. All right, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
Stick your poor ass down.
Spread the distortion, or as I like to say, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to, you know, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedview show. Follow me on Twitter, @distortedview. Don't forget to sign up for distortedview.com. It's free. You can check out what other freaks are posting, links to videos and shit like that. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I will be back tomorrow with more entertainment for you. Otherwise, you got to wait till Friday. Total bullshit. Sign up for the Sideshow already, for Christ's sakes. All right, I'll see you back. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Chew on that foreskin. Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah. That's fucking hot. Your own beef jerky.